Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy and I'm joined by
Chris Gillam.
Coming up, we have more items of news, our regular What's On slot with Margaret Thompson, and a second feature, this one about Tom Smith, the once local manufacturer of Christmas crackers. First, however, we have Information Desk to tell you about what's going on, some events which are coming up, and a chance to keep in contact.
We have three messages this week. Thank you to Margaret Vine for your kind donation. Also, thank you, Peggy Smith, for your letter. We are glad that you are enjoying listening to the Chatterbox recordings each week. And grateful thanks to Gwen Bracey for your note. We are pleased that you liked reminiscing about the items on last week's recording.
You are invited to the Chatterbox Christmas get-together on Tuesday the 6th of December from 2 to 4pm. It's at Eton Village Hall, Church Lane, Eton, NR4 6NW. We will be serving tea, coffee, soft drinks and a selection of festive snacks. We do hope you can join us at this special time of year with your family and friends.
All those with sight problems are welcome to come to the NNAB discussion group and discuss everything from local events to international affairs. Meetings take place on the first Tuesday of the month from 2 until 4pm at the Bradbury Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. The cost is £3. The next meeting is on December the 6th. For more information, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629558. That's 01603 629558. Or email marksmith at nnab.org.uk.
The Norwich Macular Group meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2pm at the Bradbury Activity Centre. Refreshments are available. There's often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in treatment for macula. The next meeting takes place on the 9th of December. For further information, contact Derek Heffer on 01603 861554. That's 861554.
We have been asked by the NNAB to advertise the following. Shedload Theatre are performing H.P. Lovecraft's The Colour Out of Space at the Shoe Factory Social Club, St Mary's Works, St Mary's Plain, Norwich NR3 3AF on Friday the 9th of December from 7:30 until 10pm, with tickets costing £7 to £8. Live sound effects and dramatised readings bring to life Lovecraft's masterpiece. As the lights go down, you'll be left in near total darkness, allowing Shedload's trademark storytelling to paint the otherworldly horrors before you. The show will be performed in a unique old shoe factory, and even though we will do everything we can to try and heat the room, it may still be a chilling experience, so please wrap up. There is no number to call to book tickets, but Matthew Barnes of the Shedload Theatre is happy to accept calls to reserve space for tickets on the door. His telephone number is 07800 726691. I'll repeat, 07800 726691.
Now for our first batch of news items. It seems impossible to get away from the subject of roadworks, and we hear that £3.8 million worth of roadwork changes are to be debated. At the same time, the government initiative for devolution in local government politics is in tatters, following various council votes. On a bright note, however, the Castle Museum has welcomed thousands of visitors to its current photography exhibition.
More than £3.8 million worth of proposed transport changes will see new parking permits introduced, a subway filled in, and even more roadworks. The schemes, which go before Norwich City Council's Highways Agency Committee, also aim to improve existing cycleways and junctions. Other projects include the introduction of 20-mile-an-hour speed limits in Eton and Cringleford, and new traffic signals on Cringleford Bridge. Meanwhile, there will be road widening work on Mile Cross Lane to allow for shared use between pedestrians and cyclists. A section of Newmarket Road will also undergo changes in order to make it safer for those travelling by bike. Much of the work proposed for cyclists has been brought on by a series of accidents in the past 5 years along certain routes. The committee is also to discuss increasing the cost of parking permits in the city. One of the more expensive schemes, costing £900,000, involves building a new crossing over St Crispin's Road and filling in the underpass.
Devolution for Norfolk and Suffolk appears to be in tatters after councillors in West Norfolk voted against the deal. With Norwich, Great Yarmouth, Breckland and North Norfolk councils having already withdrawn from the process, the government made clear that the remaining 12 councils in the two counties would have to back the deal or it would be taken off the table. And West Norfolk Council dramatically voted by 44 votes to 14 to reject it, a decision which sent political shockwaves rippling across the two counties and sparked fury from supporters. Broadland District Council and South Norfolk Council backed the deal last night, but West Norfolk's decision is likely to be the decisive one. Critics of the current deal, such as North West Norfolk MP Sir Henry Bellingham, who had urged West Norfolk councillors to vote against it, hope that will open the door for a new Norfolk-only deal to be negotiated. He said, "I'm delighted with the outcome. It wasn't the right deal for West Norfolk. The deal has been in intensive care for many months. This will hopefully see it off." Sir Henry said communities and local government secretary Sajid Javid had told him he would be willing to meet to discuss the possibility of a different deal in the new year.
More than 18,000 people have so far flocked to see the work of pioneering photographer Olive Edis at a special exhibition at Norwich Castle. Ms. Edis, who had studios in Sheringham, was one of the most important photographers of the first part of the 20th century and the first ever accredited female war photographer. She took pictures of everything from First World War battlefields to royalty to the fishermen of North Norfolk, and more than 190 of her photographs are currently featured in the exhibition Fishermen and Kings. The photography of Olive Edis, which opened at the castle in October, runs until the 22nd of January. Curator Alistair Murphy said, "I am delighted that this exhibition is doing exactly what it set out to do, namely raise Olive Edis back to international status. The constant stream of visitors, more than 18,000 so far, from not just East Anglia but further afield, are clearly captivated by Olive's story and the breadth and the range of her photography. Olive Edis's images and words from a century ago are as arresting now as they were then. They resonate clearly across the generations, reaching out to a modern audience and resulting in renewed acclaim."
1 million tons of cloth is thrown away every year, but with a little ingenuity, a needle and some thread, clothes can be given a new lease of life and help save the planet. That was the message at Refashion Norwich at St Andrew's Hall, where people picked up some tips on how to reuse their old clothes. Charities are using inventive new ways to keep clothes in circulation, including partnerships with prisons to design secure handbags.
Children with colourful lanterns paraded through the city streets as part of a traditional German celebration. Norwich paid tribute to European tradition when families joined a traditional German lantern walk to celebrate the Feast of St Martin. The walk was organised by Hansel and Gretel, a group for bilingual children who speak English and German, to educate them on German culture. The tradition of St Martin is celebrated in Austria, Germany and other parts of Europe on November the 11th. It is dedicated to Martin of Tours, a 4th century bishop who is said to have cut his cloak in half to share it with a beggar dying of the cold.
It's time for our second feature. The business of Tom Smith started up in 1847 and is still going strong, although no longer in Norwich. Lauren Cope's article in the Evening News is read by Peter Walsh.